The Big Impact on the new Radio 2 Art Show.
In this week's Big Impact, one of our listeners describes an artistic venture that has profoundly affected his life.
Hello, my name's Hamish Scott Brown. I'm a professional photographer from Ayrshire in Scotland. I've chosen the black and white portrait of Natalia Vodianova by the Italian photographer Paolo Reversi. This image has had a big impact on my life because it's like a catalyst. And it was the work of Paolo Reversi back in the 1980s that was the real driver for me to follow a career in portrait and fashion photography. I've loved his work for over 25 years now, and it still remains as emotionally charged now as it was then. It's his use of light and the classic analog techniques that somehow bathe his subjects in light that I find really quite remarkable. He's been copied and admired by many students and professionals, but he still does remain the true master of the Polaroid portrait. Paolo Reversi was born in Ravenna in Italy in 1947, and he began an adventure in photography when he was 17. In 1970, he opened a small portrait studio in his hometown, and 3 years later he was invited to Paris by the legendary then-editor of Elle magazine, Peter Knapp, and he never left Paris after that. He was assistant to the British photographer Lawrence Sackman, and he, curiously enough, Reversi has said that Sackman taught him creativity, but I personally don't know that creativity like that was able to be taught. But it was 1980 and a campaign for Marie Claire magazine that really took his name to the headlines of the fashion magazines. 3 years later, I was a student and I was watching and buying everything I could to shoot in the style of, I suppose. Or maybe I saw myself as a young Paolo Reversi contemporary. This particular portrait of the Russian model, Natalia Vodianova, to me really is one of Paolo Reversi's most iconic and famous images. It is everything that Paolo Reversi does photographically in one single image. The girl is breathtakingly beautiful, but it's that look in her face that to me totally sums up what an amazing artist he really is. The way that he can capture such an expression is truly masterful. Like the Mona Lisa, it's got this embedded, enigmatic, mesmeric quality that I think can rarely exist in a photograph. And this particular shot of Reversi follows his typical look and feel, the empty and in some cases lost-looking models and subjects, the bland, empty expression, the careful use of simple daylight in his Paris studio, and that painterly feel that all of his images have from the large format 10-8 camera which he uses and has command over. I returned to photography professionally some years after a career in education, and yet again it was Paolo Reversi's work that inspired me to pick up a camera and photograph faces and people. And I guess it's the invisible force that 25 years on still makes me want to do what I do. I can't say I'll ever really shoot such amazing images that he does, but I do know that having a goal in my head and images with such power as the shot of Vodianova will make me want to succeed and give my clients their money's worth. This particular image is haunting in its beauty, and if anything photographic has the same quality as the Mona Lisa, then this is it.
And if Hamish from Ayr has inspired you to think about what play, poem, painting, musical, dance event, film, book or photograph has changed your life, then please share it with us by going to my show page, bbc.co.uk/radio2, and click on Big Impact.